प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा सो यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री श्री राधा गोलोक आनंद टेम्पल इस्कॉन फिनिक्स फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 47 टेक्स्ट 60 This chapter is entitled The Song of the Bee. So, the orientation, Sri Krishna left Vrindavan when he was 11 years and few months old. He was taken by Akurura from Nandagram. Say 3 years 4 months Krishna stayed in Gokul. 3 years 4 months almost he stayed at Chatikara in Vrindavan near our ISKCON temple. This area Raman Reti is also called Raman Reti because Krishna was playing in the Reti means sand. So it's called Raman Reti. There's one Raman Reti in Gokul and the other Raman Reti in Vrindavan. So when Krishna was almost 7 years old, then he moved to the Nandagram. And he stayed there up till 11 years, 7 plus. 7 he was here because Govardhan lifting was when he was 7 years. So then he moved to Nandagram. And when he was 11 plus, he left Vrindavan for 100 years. So Krishna is now in Mathura. Kansa was delivered by Krishna. Maharaj Ugarsen is ruling Mathura. 17 times Jarasandha attacked Mathura and all the time he was defeated by Krishna Balaram and Yadu army. In the meantime, Krishna for 64 days went to Ujjain at Sandipuni Muni's ashram for education. Now it is the time for the 18th attack of Jarasandha. And Krishna knows that now I have to leave Mathura. And it is almost about 18 years, between 16 to 18 years generally Krishna lived in Mathura. So first 11 and then the rest up till 18 they say, but usually it is between 16 and 18, something like that. He stayed at Mathura. Now it is the time to leave Mathura, go to Dwarka. So before Krishna left from Mathura, he decided to send a message to the Brajabasis, especially to mother and father Yashoda and Nanda Baba, and to the gopis and gopas. He also sent Akurura with the message to Hastinapur to get the news of the Kunti and her sons. So Krishna, before he left Mathura, whatever was in the near vicinity, all the his loving devotees, he sent all the messages to them. So this is a special 2 chapters. It's called Udhav Sandesh. It's called Udhav Sandesh. Sandesh means message. So Krishna sent Udhav with a message to Vrindavan. Therefore it's called Udhav Sandesh. Also, Uddhav got the message from Vrindavan for Krishna. Therefore, it is also Uddhav Sandesh. In 46th chapter, the first verse describes the qualification of Uddhav to be messenger of Krishna. Who can be the messenger of Krishna? And there are the qualities are described in the first verse. That seven special characteristics of Uddhav are described there. One of the most important is Krishna Preshta. Like we say, Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutri Krishna Prishtaya. So very dear to Krishna. Like, so Uddhav is Krishna Prishtaya. The word is this Krishna Prishtaya is very dear to Krishna. He is minister to Krishna. He is the most respectable person among the Yaduvansis. So there are seven qualifications of Uddhav to be a messenger of Krishna. And one of them is Sakshat Braspati, disciple of Sakshat Braspati. In those days people used to go for learning in heavenly planet where Braspati used to engage them in learning under his students or disciples. But to Uddhav, because he was very intelligent, Krishna personally, Braspati personally taught him all the knowledge. And Krishna said, Uddhav is very expert in all the discipline of Vedic knowledge, but there is one thing which he is still not learned, and that is called Krishna Prem. So Krishna wanted Uddhav to be fully versed in the last item which is still missing in his learning, Krishna Prem. So Krishna sent Uddhav to learn from gopis this lesson of Krishna Prem. Basically, that was the inner meaning of sending Uddhav, because Krishna is leaving behind only Uddhav after Krishna went back home, back to his own abode. He left Uddhav here. In Badrika Ashram, still Uddhav is a representative of Krishna. And he is worshipped as representative of Krishna in Badrika Ashram. He stays there. And he also stays at a place in a Govardhan Parikarma called Uddhav Kund, in the form of a Gulam Lata, wine called Gulam. So Uddhav is now Uddhav. And Krishna gave him a nice chariot, his own dress, yellow pisambar dhoti. He gave him, and Uddhav has a very similar feature as Krishna, because he is the cousin brother of Krishna, son of Deva Bhag, the brother of Vasudev. So he has similar feature as Krishna. He was also in color, darkish color, the beautiful, having a Vajanti Mala, which Krishna wears, Krishna gave him. He gave his all dress to him. And now Uddhav, when he arrived in Vrindavan, it was evening. And then he went to Nanda Baba. And whole night, Nanda and Yashoda and Uddhav, they were having dialogues about Krishna's Smaran. Next morning, Uddhav was going to take bath in Yamuna. In those days, there was no attached bathrooms. The Yamuna was the place to go for bathroom. This system is a Western system. It is not a Vedic system. So what Uddhav was hearing from each house, there was sound of churning yogurt for getting butter, and from each house the gopis and the bengals and their. They were singing Krishna Balaram's glories. So he was hearing while he was walking through the streets. And gopis, when they came out, and they saw there's a beautiful chariot in front of house of Nanda. And they thought, is Akrur again came back? They were thinking like that. And then they asked the chariot driver, whose chariot is this? Chariot driver was really humbly telling that person who is coming after taking bath from Yamuna, I drove him. And the gopis looked, and they were astonished to see similar feature like Krishna, same dress like Krishna. And gopis thought he must be messenger of Krishna. He must be Krishna's friend. So Gopi very respectfully received Uddhav, gave all the respect, like pade, arge, which is in a Vedic system. Pade means washing the feet, arge means putting water in front of them and then bringing him in. And then they took him to a place generally they call in Vrindavan Gyan Gudri. That area is called Gyan Gudri. And in Garga Santa it is written Kadali Van. There is a forest called Kadali Forest. Beautiful forest. And Radharani was there in a flower groves kunja, and the gopis brought Uddhav to Radharani. And then they knew that he is messenger of Krishna. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes in this 47th chapter, Radharani especially, the one who is at the 7th stage of love of Krishna. That is called Mahabhav. Prema, Sneha, Man. These are the 6 stages, and the last stage is called Mahabhav, in which usually there is a sort of transcendental madness, Jalpa. And it has 10 varieties. And Radharani, now when seeing Uddhava as a messenger of Krishna, in that bhav, started speaking. That is called Jalpa. And she, and at that time, one bumblebee, Bhavara. It's called Brahmar Geet. The Geet of the Gopis is a song of the Gopis addressing to a bumblebee called Bhavara. He has yellow moustaches. He's a black in color. And he's a humming. So he was trying to touch Radharani's feet. So Radharani was speaking in a Mahabhav, in a man, means jealousy and anger towards Krishna, and focusing to that bumblebee, a bhavara, and talking to the bhavara and indirectly to the Uddhav. And there is a dialogue going on like this for a couple of 10 verses or more. And then Uddhav said, no, I have some message Krishna has given me. So first message Uddhav gave is jnana, that everywhere Krishna is everywhere, he is within your heart. You focus your mind on Krishna. And Gopi said, really you want us to get Krishna out of our mind? There is one way you can do. Our heart is like a mirror. Gopi said, our heart is like a mirror. Cheto darpan marjan. Now, if you take an object away from the mirror, it will go more deep in the mirror. So you have taken Krishna to Mathura, so it has gone deep into our heart. You bring him here, then you can take him out. So from the mirror, you can only take the object out if you bring near to the mirror. If you take away from the mirror, object will go deep into the mirror. So our heart is mirror. And you have taken Krishna far away to Mathura, so he's more deeply, completely, he's deep in our heart. We cannot take it out. You bring him here, then it can come out. And then say, how can Krishna send this message of jnana to me, to us? Our hairs, which he was decorating himself, how can he wants to make these in a jatas, as a yogi? No, it's not possible. He was always applying chandan to our limbs. How can he apply the ashes onto us as a sannyasi? You want to give us jnana? So Gopi said, this could not be the message of Krishna. Then Uddhav said, no. The word message, sandeshai, is in plural. Oh, there is another message, wait. The other message Uddhav gave is, he said, Krishna says, as when it was the fire in the forest, I asked the coward boys to close the eyes. And when they closed the eyes, I drank the fire. So Krishna says, Gopis, you closed your eyes. And all your fire of separation will be extinguished by Krishna. And then Gopis close their eyes. And Yogamaya arranged for a time all the pastime of Krishna Gopis were relishing. Jamuna is there. Ras Mandal is there. Krishna is with Gopis. So Gopis were completely immersed in the direct vision of the Vrindavan, which is now hidden. It has become manifested Vrindavan at that time. Now Gopis were satisfied by this message of Uddhava. So Krishna has many messages, written messages. It's very interesting. There's a lot more, but now Gopis are satisfied. Now Gopis are praising Krishna. And after Gopis praise Krishna, and when Uddhava witnessed the love of Gopis for Krishna, unalloyed devotion, Gopis said, we love Krishna since our childhood and our youth. So this love is not motivated. When the child loves the father, there is no motivation. He loves brother, there is no motivation. So we are loving Krishna from childhood. It is pure love. It is not motivated love. It is not lusty desires. Our love is natural for Krishna. When Uddhava witnessed this, so in these verses 58 to 63 or 4, Uddhava is glorifying Gopis. Now, the verse which we are today going to read is Uddhava is speaking. And Sukhdev Goswami is saying, Uddhava is now glorifying Gopis. And Uddhava, after glorifying Gopis, Uddhava lived 2-3 months with Gopis there. And these dialogues are not in one day. This is a continuous. And after 2-3 months staying there, Uddhava took leave from Gopis and went to the Mathura and gave the message to Krishna. And in these verses, this is a well-known verse of the Uddhava, that it is better I should be a bush in the Vrindavan. When Gopis trample over this, and the dust from their lotus feet will touch me as a bush, that will be the perfection of my life. That's what the simple girls of Vrindavan. And there are interesting words written here. So let us read this verse today, which is spoken by Uddhava glorifying Gopis after witnessing the love, unalloyed, pure love of Gopis for Krishna.
Nayam shriyo anga yolitantarateha prasadaha. Soyar yoshitam nalin gandharucham kuto anya. Raso utsave asyaha bhujadanda grihitta kantha. Labdashisham ya odhagada vrajya valabhinam. Nayam shriyoang uninnatantarateha prasadaha. Swayar yoshitam nalina gandharu cham kuto anyaha. Rasot savyasya bhujadanda grita kantha. Labdashisham ya udagada vrajyavalbhinam. Labdashisham ya udagada vrajyavalbhinam. Nayam Shriyo Anga Unintantarateya Prasada. Swayo Shitam Nalinagandharucham Kuto Anya. Rasot Saveyasya Bhujadanda Grihita Kanta. Labdwa Sishamya Udagada Vrajya Valdhinam. Nayam Shriyo Angato Nitantarate Prasada. Swayo Shitam Nalina Gandharucham Kuto Anya. Labdha Shisham Yaudhagada Vrajjaval Vina.
Nayam
Shriyo Anga Nitantarate Prasada. Nayam Shriyo Anga Swayo Shitam Nalina Gandharucham Kuto Anya.
So Mataji wants. Okay. Snatni padegi. Na ayam, not this. Shriyaha, goddess of fortune. Ange, on the chest. O, alas. Nitantarateha, who is very intimately related. Prasadaha, the favor. Swaha, of the heavenly planets. Yoshitam, of woman. Nalin, of the lotus flower. Gandha, having the aroma. Rucham, the bodily luster. Kutaha, much less. Anyaha, others. Rasa Utsave, in the festival of the Ras dance. Asya, of Lord Sri Krishna. Bhujadanda, by the arms. Grahita, embraced. Kantha, their necks. Labdha Asisham, who achieved such a blessing. Yaha, which Udagat became manifest. Vrajavalbhinam, of the beautiful gopis, the transcendental girls of the Virjabhumi. So Uddhava is saying, when the Lord Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced by the arms of the Lord. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or other consort in the spiritual world. Indeed, never was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets, whose bodily luster and aroma resembles the lotus flower. And what to speak of worldly women who are very beautiful according to the material estimation. So this is the glories of the gopis. The favor which Krishna has bestowed on gopis it was not available to the Lakshmi even when she is intimately always residing on the chest of Krishna. And it's not available for Lakshmi. Then what to speak of heavenly and other beautiful women of the heavenly plant, other places. This prasad and asisham, asis, you know, asis, we say asis, asis means blessing. And prasad also means favor, which Krishna has given to the gopis, nobody else has ever received that as compared to the Lakshmi and others. Now this purport is by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and they are saying the word meaning and translation for this verse was taken from Srila Prabhupada's English rendering of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 880. And then the purport goes, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments as follows. Lord Krishna, the best of all avatars, exists on the highest platform of purity and morality, and thus he always remained praiseworthy by all, even while accepting worldly criticism for his cow tending, wandering in the forest, taking meals with young monkeys and stealing yogurt, seducing other women's wives, and so on. Similarly, the gopis who are considered of the Lord's pleasure potency achieve the highest standard of purity and auspiciousness, even in comparison to goddess of fortune. And thus, the gopis are supremely glorious, even though they were criticized by the worldly people because they were mere coward women living in the forest and behaving in an apparently improper way. So, Krishna, so three types of three types, which are considered sort of what the word they use is the word used exactly Sanskrit word. Curved, in one language they are called curved in English. One category is called, they please their husband also, and they also please their friend, but they don't love anybody. The second category is those, they don't look at their husband, but they only please the boyfriend. These both are condemned by morality of the society and by the Vedic literature. But there is a third variety. They reject their husband, but they love Krishna. They are glorified by the Vedas. This is what Vishwanatha Chakravarti has given, the three types of the women like this, which are called curved in ordinary language, but here they are disrespecting all the morality of the world, but they are loving Krishna. Therefore, they are glorified by the Vedas. Maybe moral people may not accept that glorification. Even before Rasa dance, which is in earlier chapters of Bhagavatam, Krishna first, he lifted Govardhan Hill and he made demigods to understand that he is Supreme Personality of God and he is not ordinary coward boy. So now demigods are favorable. Then he actually and Brahmins who were doing yajna, the most critics are the Brahmins about telling who is wrong and who is right in Vedic version. So those Brahmins who were doing yajna, Krishna has belittled them. And Brahman Patanis, He glorified them. And then the Brahmins become favorable to Krishna. They said to their patnis, we are reading Vedas for years, but you got the favor of Krishna, we are useless. So now the Brahmins are favorable and they know Krishna. Then Krishna showed Nanda Baba, took him to Varuna Lok. And then Nanda Baba saw Krishna was worshipped by Varuna Dev and others. And they gave gift to Krishna. Then the all Brajavasis, when Nanda Baba told this, and when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, all the Brajavasis went to the Nanda Baba and said, we don't know this, your son, how can he do that? He never told us all this. He said, I don't know, but Gargamuni told me this. So then Krishna took all the Brajavasis, senior gopas, to the place called Akrur Ghat, and gave them the vision to see the Vaikuntha. And all the gopas now saw Krishna's Vaikuntha. But the coward boys standing there, they said, Kanaiya, where are our cows? No cows? Where is Gopal? No Gopal? We don't need this Vaikuntha. Close this. We need Kanaiya with cowherd. So now the Brahmins are favorable, the demigods are favorable, and the senior gopas are favorable. And then Krishna has the Ras dance. Now nobody can say Krishna is doing Ras dance because he is not ordinary person. So he made these three favorable first and then he did the Ras dance. And after Ras dance, he left Vrindavan. After that he left Vrindavan. Because then people were criticizing. He never wanted his dear devotees to be criticized. So this is the past tense of like that. So now here Krishna is the He is the fountainhead of all the incarnations. Whatever he does is perfect. Whatever he does is perfect. So even he's acting as a cowherd boy, which is generally they called all these Brajavasis, the Ahir. Ahir. Ahir means those who take care of the cows. से अहिरों की छोरियों ने चली चलू भर छाछ के ऊपर नाच नचायो मींस दीज गर्ल्स ऑफ द अहिर कावर्ड कम्युनिटी विथ ए पाम फुल ऑफ बटर मिल्क दे आस्क्ड कृष्ण टू डांस एंड कृष्ण यूज्ड टू डांस सो दोज गर्ल्स हैड मेड कृष्ण टू डांस एंड होल वर्ल्ड इज डांसिंग बाय द एनर्जी ऑफ कृष्ण नोबडी कैन मेक कृष्ण टू डांस is only these gopis. So Krishna, what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says here, Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. And it is the highest platform of purity and morality. Bhagavad Gita even, very simple last verse says, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shri Vidyo Bhutir Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is a Krishna, there is a morality. There is victory. So wherever Krishna is there, that place is pure and moral. There is no morality there. Krishna is Surya Saman, Maya is Andhakar. Jahan Surya taha nahi, Maya Adhikar. So there is no Maya here. So when Krishna was playing Ras dance with the gopis, that is the highest ras. Sarvarasasar. At that time, Kamadev, Cupid, he thought that Lord Shankar was in Samadhi and I was able to break his Samadhi. From his Samadhi, I enchanted him and his Samadhi was broken. That is the other thing, that his third eye opened and I am burned and I have lost my body. I am called Anang. No Ang, no body. But this Krishna, young, and playing with the young girls, let me try all my tricks with the five flower arrows to see how he can escape my lusty, calm, vasana arrows. So he tried to shoot his arrows when Krishna was playing Ras dance. And there was no any effect on Krishna. Then Kamadeva was really surprised. And then Krishna says, hey, you are child, bacha. Why Krishna said bacha? Because you will appear as my son Pradyumna, bacha. Then you will get your body back. Now you don't have body. I will give you the body as a Pradyumna. Go. Therefore Krishna is called Yogeshwar. Therefore his one name is Madan Mohan. He enchanted the enchanter, one who enchanted everybody. Madan is Kamadeva, Mohan. And Radharani is one step further, Madan Mohan Mohini. One who enchanted the Kamadeva, that Madan Mohan is also enchanted by Radharani. Therefore she is called Madan Mohan Mohini. So this Krishna is pure, and the morality resides wherever there is a Krishna. Thus he always remained praiseworthy by all, praiseworthy by Vedas. The Veda personifies in a Bhagavatam praising Krishna. In the assembly of the Pandavas, in a yagya, Rajasuya yagya, there was a question who should be worshipped first, called Agar Puja. So all this Sahadev of the Pandava was very wise. He said, at this time on the planet, only the praiseworthy person who should be worshipped is Krishna. And Bhishamdev seconded, yes, I second, please bring him. And what Krishna was doing at that time? He was at the door receiving the saintly person and taking their shoes and putting in them proper place. Because Yudhishthira was senior to him as the elder brother, so he was doing the menial service of taking care of the shoes of the saintly person coming for the yagya, sadhus. But then he was called for the first primary worship. And at that time Vyasadeva was there, Domya Rishi was there. Among all these rishis, Krishna was worshipped at that time by the Pandavas as the praiseworthy person on the planet. At that time Shishupal got up and he said all these words. Which words? See, even while extant, worldly criticism. Which worldly criticism Shishupal did? Shishupal is a worldly man. What he is saying? Cow tending, yeah, gwala hai. And you are worshipping the person in the assembly of kings to a coward boy, gwala. The first word is coward. Wandering in forest, banachari. He's not in a royal family. He's not having a royal horses and chariots. He don't have even shoes. He's just walking in Vrindavan barefooted, and you are worshipping this person. This is second allegation. Third allegation, he said, taking meals with young monkeys. This is Yashoda told. Murkatta Mitra, you are the friend of the monkeys. He was feeding monkeys butter. And then he was eating that butter. So he was eating butter with the monkeys. Krishna used to go to the gopis' house and used to tell them, please, can you give me some butter, buttermilk, some yogurt, because some guest has come and I have to feed them. Gopis used to give all matkis, and then they used to go watch who are his guests. And he used to give to the monkeys all this. They said, are these your guests? Krishna says, yes. They were my soldiers. I did not give any remuneration. They fought with Ravan. Now I have to give them at least butter. They are my old soldiers. So they are my friends. They have sacrificed everything for me. So this is, well, the second, this is the other. And then the fourth allegation is stealing yogurt and butter. Makhanchor. He is And then the last and the most cruel thing they say is seducing the other men's wives. Lampat is lampat. So these are the all things told by Shishupal. Like when we chant these Hare Krishna mantra, we count everyone, every mantra, and then this. So when Shishupal was speaking all these words, Krishna was counting 1, 2, 3. How many rounds had finished? When it was 99, Krishna says, there's only one round is left now. No problem. I'll finish quickly today. When he said the last word, 100, Sudarshan Chakra just appeared in the finger of Krishna, and he just went, and Shishupal's skirt, the neck was cut, and the soul of the Shishupal in the assembly of the Maharaj Yudhishthira, everybody watched and witnessed enter into the lotus feet of Krishna. Everybody was surprised. This happened. And very nicely sometimes some acharyas give the bhav, because Krishna was not here with the Sudarshan Chakra. He was there as a brother for Yudhishthira to do the seva and the yajna. So immediately he called Sudarshan Chakra, and so there was a little scratch on the finger of Krishna by immediately Sudarshan Chakra, and there was a transcendental one drop of blood was there. And Draupadi, she was sitting with the Yudhishthira Maharaj and on a asana of a worship that's called Abhir, special bath taking for the yajna. And she has the silk sari which was worth of millions of rupees. And she was in a puja. She was sitting in the yajna for puja. And she immediately she tore her that most costly sari and immediately tied onto the Krishna's finger. And Krishna simply smiled, said, "Yes, with this small piece which you are giving to me, I'll give you unlimited when you need." That's what Krishna, yatha mam prapadyante tans tateva bhajami ham. He reciprocated with Draupadi when she was insulted by Dushasana, and unlimited sari was provided. This is what Draupadi did, the service. Nobody else did that service at that time. And that's Shidrupati was sitting in a prestigious position with the king, and all the citizens and great respectable person were sitting, and she just tore it and finished. She was not considered like with her own greatness and anything. She loved Krishna, that's all. Her name is Krishna. She's Krishna's friend. She's very intimate friend of Krishna. So all these criticism which is written here is the person like Shishupal, they can criticize Krishna. But for all others, Krishna is praiseworthy. Who criticizes Krishna? Person like Shishupal. Those who have a demonic nature. In any case, they criticize God. So then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Similarly means like Krishna. Like Krishna is the fountainhead of incarnation. Similarly, the gopis who are the essence of Krishna's pleasant potency, Haladini Sakshi. So who are gopis? Radha hai Krishnera Haladini Shakti. Radha Rani is the player potency of Krishna. She is not girl. She appeared from the left side of the body of Krishna. She is part of... They have two bodies but one soul. Ek atma, dui tanu. They have two bodies but one soul. So Radharani is not girl. She has appeared from the left side of the body of Krishna. So when you look yourself in the mirror, you only decorate your right side, you don't touch your left side. Anybody who is watching mirror, his own self, is there any problem in rubbing the left side? Huh? No, it's your own body. So Radharani is like the same person, Krishna, is not different person. But this person of Krishna is more merciful. It's called motherly God, God in motherly form. Krishna is God in fatherly form, but Radharani is God in motherly form. And mother is more merciful. Therefore Krishna is Radha hai jagatera mata. Chaitanya Charitamrita says Jagar. Radha hai jagatera mata. She is the mother of the whole universe. Therefore we pray to Radharani to engage us in service of Krishna. Hare is Radha. So she is merciful female counterpart of the God. And as the all incarnation are ultimately coming from Krishna, through Krishna, Balaram, and then three Vishnus. And Kshirodakshayi Vishnu is usually the one which appears as incarnation. Therefore, similarly, all the gopis of Vrindavan are expansion of Radharani. Brajera gopis, Vaikunthera Lakshmis, and the queens of the Dwarka are the expansion of Radharani. All three are expansion of Radharani. Like all the incarnations are coming from Vishnu. So all these three loving female personalities, they are all manifestation of expansion of Radharani. Therefore, here the words Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad used is, similarly, the gopis who are the essence of Krishna's pleasure, essence of Krishna's pleasure potency is Radharani. They are the essence. Similarly, gopis who are the essence of Krishna's pleasure achieve the highest standard of purity and auspiciousness, even in comparison to the goddess of fortune. And thus the gopis are surely, supremely glorious, even though they were criticized by worldly people because they were mere coward women living in the forest and behaving in an apparently improper way. So they are not ordinary. Like Shishupal can criticize Krishna. Similarly, those who don't have the devotional Krishna consciousness attitude, they can criticize gopis. And ordinary people, they don't have Vedic culture, they criticize gopis. Because we know gopis, these gopis are Krishna's own potency. But there are many different groups of the gopis which are Vedic, Shrutis. Shrutis means Vedic Richaya. They took the form of gopis. The rishis of the Dandakarna, they become rishi gopis. So these gopis, there's a big list of the different varieties of the gopis, and all they are highly exalted, transcendentalists, not the ordinary girls. So these gopis are supremely pure. Once means Krishna was always meeting Radharani every day, but once Krishna, when Radharani was 6 months, Radharani lives at 6 months means different times of the year. She lives at the place called in-laws place. Radharani's in-laws place, Abhimanyu's place, with Jatila, Kutila as a mother-in-law and sister-in-law, in a place which is 2 kilometers from Barsana. Barsana and 2 kilometers on the other side is a place, Yavat. So Radharani lives 6 months of the year at different times in Yavat, 6 months in Barsana. So there are exactly dates given by the acharyas when she is in Yavat and when she is in Vrindavan. Which day she comes here, which day she goes here. What time she comes and what time. It's all, this is actually called Ashtayama Leela. Ashtayama means 8 parts of a day. 3 years, 3 hours each part. Where is Radha and Krishna in every 3 hours? And this is the meditation ultimately the Gauriya Vaishna do. This is called Ashtayam. Govinda Bhashya of Kaviraj Goswami is Krishna Ashtayam Leela. So now Radharani at that time was at Inla's place. And Krishna went and met her there. And he left his flute there. Next morning, when they saw the flute of Krishna, they said, "We are always telling you are going to Krishna. Now it is a proof. There is a flute of Krishna. So you are now red-handed. We caught you." So they were making Radharani now that you are always cheating us and going to Krishna. Today we... And at that Yogamaya, what Yogamaya did? There was a rain of flute in every house. And everybody came out, "Oh, we have a flute, we have a flute." It said, "Oh," then there was a rain of flutes in whole Vrindavan. The whole, and now Radharani was looking, said, "Everybody has a flute, so only my, it's not a Krishna's flute, it's everybody's house has a flute." But now Krishna, he said, the gopis are supremely pure. So Krishna on that day wanted to prove that Radharani is the purest of all, the most chaste lady in the universe, in all the universes. So he said, "I have headache." "So what is the treatment of your headache?" He said, "Any chaste lady goes to the Yamuna with a sieve and fill it up and bring the water, and you sprinkle that water, then my headache will go." You should have said, "I'm going." He said, "No, mother, some other." "No, mother, some other." Now every gopi, they were thinking, "How can we take this sieve, which have 1,000 holes, and go to the Yamuna and bring water?" Phew. Then Jatila, the sister of Radha, said, "I am the choice, most just, I will take this." And she took it. Everybody was watching. She went to the Yamuna. She, the heavy hand, she put the sieve in the water. She took it out. All water drained. Everybody is saying, "Hey, chaste." She's most unchaste. Now nobody dared to go. Then ultimately Radharani, very slowly, Gajagamini. Gajagamini means like elephant. Gaj means elephant. Very slowly she took the sieve and she was going towards Yamuna, and everybody was saying, "She is going every day to Krishna. How she is chaste. How she can fill the water." Everybody was speaking like this. And Radharani reached to the Yamuna and he prayed to Krishna that except you, if I have never dreamt of any person, please let the Yamuna water stay in this sieve. And she put the sieve inside, it took the out, and it was full of water. Everybody saying, "Oh, she is the only chaste woman in whole Vrindavan." Then she brought the water. And Yashoda Maya took the water, and Krishna said, "No, my headache is gone, it's okay." So he proved to the people who were always like the common people, they are saying their apparently improper way behavior, Krishna proved them they are the highest standard of purity and auspiciousness. They are higher, they were at the higher standard of purity. Now Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, Uddhava said, "Oh, even Lakshmi, who resides upon the chest of the Narayan and who has enjoyed unlimitedly with him, never got such mercy." And this part, Lakshmi is not chaste. Radharani and gopis are chaste. This dialogue is spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna in Radha Bhav, in Sri Rangam temple, when Mahaprabhu was staying there for 4 months of Chaturmasya at the house of Venkat Bhatt, the father of Gopal Bhatt Goswami. One day jokingly he told Venkat Bhatt, "So you are worshipping Lakshmi Narayan Ranganath?" "Yes, yes." "Say, so this, why this Lakshmi wants to go to meet Krishna in Ras dance? She is not satisfied with Narayan, why she is going to Krishna?" And then Venkat Bhatt said, "The Krishna and Narayan are same. See, if they are same, then why she is not allowed in Ras dance?" It means he's not chaste.
That's what they're joking. There's a whole big dialogue there. Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a big dialogue there.
That's what Mahaprabhu is writing here. Uddhava is saying, Lakshmi is residing on the chest of Narayan, but she is not allowed in rasa dance. Still, she is waiting in Belavan. There is a Belavan on the other side of the Vrindavan, on the other side of Jamuna, where Lakshmi is still doing austerities to get permission to enter into the rasa dance. Why she is not allowed to enter into the rasa dance? Because Uddhava is saying, in rasa dance, rasa utsave, suya, bhujadanda. So bhujadanda means Krishna only in rasa dance, he put the hands on the neck of the gopis, embraced them. This Lakshmi never got. Because she never entered in rasa dance. Who can enter in rasa dance? Those who follow the gopis. And who are gopis? Cowherd girls dealing with the cow milk, cow yogurt, cow butter and cow dung. So, Lakshmi, how can she go and serve the gopis of Vrindavan? She is queen. Vaikuntha, she is a queen of Vaikuntha. How can she go and become assistant servant to the gopis? She never accepts this position and therefore she is not allowed to enter into the rasa dance. No male can enter into the rasa dance, but no female, even Lakshmi cannot enter into the rasa dance. That is the highest. So that's what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying. Lakshmi has no such favor. What then to speak of woman of the heaven? Swara Yoshitam, this heavenly. Everybody wants to go in heaven and enjoy those women. But what is the value of those women? They are nothing. It means those who are designed to go to the swarg, they are also ordinary people. They don't know really what is the Krishna prema. The wise of the Lord, Upendra, Vamandev, and other incarnation who possess extraordinary beauty, good qualities and fine fragrance like that of lotus. So then the Lakshmi and the other queens of the different incarnations, they are so... So here it says they have a fragrance like lotus. This bumblebee comes to the fragrance of lotus because Radharani has that type of fragrance. Therefore bumblebees comes there. So they have all these qualities, but still they never been embraced by Krishna. So they have no such fortune. In this verse, the supreme position of the gopis is established. In that, they achieve the rare mercy of being embraced around their necks by the arms of Krishna during the residence. This statement also implies that among all auspicious events, the Ras dance is the most excellent. Sarva Rasa Sar. So here ends the purport of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on this verse. And what we get in this message in this Uddhav and Brother Bhagavat Amrita, there are categories of the Krishna devotees from the earthly planet to the heaven and then to the Vaikuntha. So Gop Kumar ultimately reached by, he was referred by one to other, to other, to other like this. So he was referred to Arjun. Arjun said, no, no. But he left me. Krishna left me. The greatest devotee than Pandavas is Uddhav. Then Gopam Kumar went to the Uddhav. Uddhav is the highest devotee. And Uddhav said, no, no, no. Of course, Krishna always, I was with Krishna. But the highest devotees are the gopis. Uddhav. So on the basis of these verses, this whole realization of Sanatana Goswami, that Uddhav, who is the highest of the Krishna's devotees, is telling that gopis are the highest devotees. And I have learned Krishna prema from gopis. So these three, four verses spoken by Uddhav in glorification of gopis, pure, unalloyed, transcendental, loving sentiments of gopis. For Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Bol. We started late, but somehow, sorry for that. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.